2 years ago, the Seattle-based band Nirvana created an anthem for slackers, Smells Like Teen Spirit. The song's popularity not only made the band a superstar act, but also gave rise to a whole school of rock music, grunge, a genre that also includes bands like Pearl Jam, The Melvins, and Tad. Nirvana's charismatically moody lead singer and guitarist, Kurt Cobain, remains the most prominent figure in this movement. Nirvana has finally released a new album, In Utero. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Yes, I'm relieving, but now that you're leaving, soon as you can pay. Yes, I'm relaxing, hear that you're resting, never it gets away. Yes, I'm soothing, and all that you soothe me.
There have been great misanthropes in rock and roll at least as far back as Bob Dylan, but few have despised the idiocies of their fellow humans with as much focused intensity as Kurt Cobain. The convincing thing about Cobain is that he didn't wait until Nirvana's 1991 album Nevermind sold 4.5 million copies and turned Seattle into the hottest rock scene since Liverpool to heap vitriol upon his audience. No, Cobain was roiling with discontent when Nirvana was little more than a hardcore cult band. It's just that on the group's new album, his malaise is more finely honed. Teenage angst has paid off well, now I'm old and bored, the 20-something Cobain sings on that song, Serve the Servants. What turns Cobain's sarcasm away from mere petulance, from moving his listeners to lower the volume and mutter, what's he got to complain about, is the sheer enthusiasm of his orneriness. Well, that and the fact that I think Cobain has one of the great non-voices in rock. I'd rather listen to him shred his vocal cords over the great raging squall of this music than hear most other rockers follow their more mannerly melodies. There's a range to the unhappiness that fills In Utero, from Cobain's anguished sympathy with a young woman attempting to abort her child in the song Pennyroyal Tea, to his attempt to draw his fans' attention to the victims of the war in Bosnia on a song called Rape Me.
Rape me. Rape me, my friend. Rape me. Rape me.
Cobain can be a self-indulgent brat, but he's a thoughtful version of that rock star cliché. Unlike all the other bands lumped together under the corny tag of grunge, Nirvana expresses its post-adolescent, all-purpose anger with the precision of pop artists. Like all great rock misanthropes, They trash the past while building something impressive for a new generation to hold in spirited contempt.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.